Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
For Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. Listening to a little bit of Lisa Zane, singer and actress, and she is going to be in town this weekend. She actually is in town already for the Chicago Latino Music Festival. She had a performance tonight, and she has a performance coming up on the 17th and 18th of Don Quixote's Piano. She is performing as the narrator, and we welcome her now to WGN. Lisa, thanks for taking some time tonight. How'd the performance earlier tonight go?
Hey, it went really well. Everybody liked it fine. We're actually having drinks in Princess Row now celebrating.
Very nice. Well, listen, have a couple drinks for me. I'm here working. You're out celebrating. That's how it should be. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the Chicago Latino Music Festival.
Well, I just went to the I happened to have been invited to the opening night of the festival back in September that was at the Cervantes Institute. And I'd never been there, and I just wanted to go, you know, check out the whole scene. And I went just by myself, and I met Elvio Barilari, who's one of the co-producers of the festival, alongside Gustavo León. Anyway, so I meet Elvio. We get on fine. We get to know each other. We get to know each other's work. We talk about how it'd be great to work together sometime. And then this opportunity came up just a little while later, and he emailed me and said, you know, would you be interested in, you know, reading some excerpts from Don Quixote? And I thought that sounded like a right challenge, and it went well. I mean, it was a mouthful, but it was good.
I bet. So now you are a singer. You were actually one of the American Songwriters Hall of Fame. They recognized you as a Songwriter of the Year a couple years ago. So you're a musician.
No,
in your
it wasn't
own...
quite that. It wasn't quite that. I was on like the new Songwriters CD.
Oh, listen, I'm going to believe your bio. I'm going to play it up a little bit, if that's all right with you.
Still, it was a great honor to be among those people.
So, but you're also an actor, and so now this kind of blends both. Had you read Don Quixote before?
Yeah, I did start the book not too long ago, oddly enough, and I thought it was really engaging. And then I moved overseas and stuck it in storage and forgot about it. And so I dragged it out just a few days ago and looked at it again. It is really a doorstopper, that one. But they gave me three excerpts to read, and you know, I got into it. It's very modern. You know, a lot of run-on sentences, a lot of inner monologues. It was fun.
Now the festival. This is one of those. This festival runs from September 8th through December 1st, so it runs all over multiple venues throughout the city.
Yes.
You're actually tomorrow night going to be at the Bennett Gordon Hall at Ravinia, 200 Ravinia Park Road in Highland Park, so people can go and they can have dinner and the show, or just the show. So you're reading excerpts, and then I don't think of and forgive my ignorance. I don't think of Don Quixote as a musical. But there's music that's been inspired by the book. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, really, the main thrust of the program is this fantastic classical pianist from Mexico named Mauricio Nader. We're very lucky to have him here. He's really a virtuoso. I mean, I heard him tonight for the first time, and I was just sitting backstage waiting to do my little bit, listening to him, and just transported. I mean, that's really the main event. And I come in and do my excerpts in between. He does a really lush collection of songs, both classical and contemporary, and Latin American and Spanish repertoire, basically. And some of them directly connected to Don Quixote, and some of them sort of, you know, inspired by or thematically inspired by. But it's beautiful. I mean, he's wonderful.
Well, and that's the thing about the Chicago Latino Music Festival. It covers Spanish and Latin American music and Latino music from the Baroque period all the way to now. So they're trying to give everyone a little bit of everything.
Yeah, contemporary. It's all in the classical vein. So you get contemporary classical music, which is always interesting to hear, you know, what the new composers are doing classically. And it's pretty avant-garde. I mean, it's really interesting.
So
he was plucking the strings of the piano inside while he was playing the keys. I never saw that. I guess it goes back to the 20s, but it was beautiful to see. It was really, really inventive and lovely to hear.
I'd be curious to hear how that sounds as well. That,
yeah,
I'm trying to picture it in my head now, a guy reaching into the piano and plucking the strings as he's playing it.
Yeah, he stood up and I was wondering what he was doing. I thought maybe something dropped in. He was trying to fish it out. And I was like, what's he doing? And there he was plucking. It just sounded like more than one instrument playing at the same time.
That's
it was elegant. You know, it wasn't awkward. It was very elegant, and it sounded elegant. And I don't know. The whole thing was pretty terrific.
And the parts you read, the excerpts you read, then just flow seamlessly between some of the musical pieces. Is that how this works?
Yeah, he finishes, he bows deeply, like classical musicians do.
Yes.
And then I, you know, float onto the stage and start reading my bit. And then I float off, and then he resumes. It's really sweet.
That's very cool. Now, people may not know, you were born here, correct?
Yes, I was indeed. And now, I live here now.
Oh, you do?
Visiting.
Oh, very nice. Well,
I moved back not too long ago, and I'm so delighted to be back. Oh, this place is really something.
It's a wonderful city.
I really had forgotten.
Oh, really?
But it is a wonderful city.
Well, I'm glad we reminded you when you got here.
Christmases and things, but I've never really actually lived here as an adult. And I'm enjoying it so much. There's so much live music. There's so many great musicians to work with. And
is that what strikes you the most, how the music, because the music scene has changed dramatically in the last 5 years, the last 10 years.
Has it?
Yeah, it's, I mean, between the amount of live music here and the amount of musicians and the amount of performances that are here, it's
really?
if you're a musician, from the people that I've had in here that I've talked to, they say the musical community in Chicago is wonderful.
I just assumed it always was, and I never knew, but that's cool that it's just sort of now bubbling up. That's great. Well, I mean, it explains what of the people I've met here. It's just world class, you know.
Now, I have to ask you this, because as I was reading up on you, you know, I see, oh, an actress, accomplished musician, and then I read that your parents managed a medical technical school, which seems 180 degrees from the arts. How did you go from that upbringing? They must have been very supportive. So how did you decide that you were called to this?
Well, because they did a lot of theater in town even before I was born, you know.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they were, you know, because that's another great thing about Chicago is the community theater and the park system, park district. And, you know, back in the day, I don't know what's going on now that way. Maybe I hope it's still going on. But back in the day, they, you know, there was every park had a sort of a theater program. And then in the summertime, they would choose which one they wanted to play at Theater on the Lake all summer or something like that. I can't remember how it went. But so they were really involved in that. They loved theater. They loved acting. They loved movies. They were just, you know, but they were responsible, too, and they were raising two kids.
Yeah.
So they did the right thing. Thank God. Allowed us to do what we wanted. They acted a lot, you know, so we would go to cast parties and, you know, we were inundated.
Oh, so you were exposed to this your entire life.
Absolutely.
And then
all we did is go to movies, too, on top of that.
Well, who doesn't? Then you made your professional debut right here at the Goodman.
Well, actually, Victory Gardens, and then right afterwards, the Goodman.
Oh, okay. Again, you can't always believe what you read, can you, Lisa?
Because
my notes say you were in the Cherry Orchard. That was your professional stage debut.
Well, just to be fair to Victory Gardens, my equity card was gotten at Victory Gardens.
Okay.
And then right on the heels of that, did I get to go to Goodman Theater and do the Cherry Orchard. It was this David Mamet adaptation of the Cherry Orchard, and I was in fine company that year, and that kind of, you know, solidified things for me. And then right after that, I packed up and went to Hollywood.
And what was the biggest difference when you left Chicago and the theater community in Chicago and went out to Hollywood?
Well, honestly, I had just gotten out of college, which means I was in Chicago fairly recently and all that, and I was really ready to light out. So,
yeah.
I could have stayed in Chicago, but I really was not going to. I had just needed to move forward in other directions, which is what I did. And then just very recently circled back around.
And as you've come back now and you said how much you love the city, have you looked at the theater community? What has changed in that community since you've been gone?
I don't know much about the theater community. I'm really more in the music community.
There you go. Well, yeah. Then people need to go and, of course, hear all your music and see all your music. They can go to Lisa Zane Music on Facebook. And
LisaZane.com is even more comprehensive.
That's even better.
For someone who's really interested.
Well, let's do that then, LisaZane.com. They can follow you on Facebook. They can follow you on Twitter, too. So that's the way to go. But if you want, you should go Saturday night up to Ravinia, to Bennett Gordon Hall at Ravinia Park Road in Highland Park, and see Lisa as she is part of Don Quixote's Piano, part of the Chicago Latino Music Festival. Wonderful pianist Mauricio Nader, is that how you pronounced his name?
Nader.
Yeah, I just got back from Spain and my Spanish did not improve at all, unfortunately.
You got to go back again then.
I got to go back and do some total immersion in Spain. So what's next for you?
I'm launching a music project with some wonderful local musicians. We're putting a band together called Flapunco, and it's, rock and folk with Latin-based rhythms and very international, too. I sing in a bunch of different languages. It's really exciting, and that's what I'm working on, writing new music and launching that.
Very cool, and people can keep updated with everything you're up to at LisaZane.com.